If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Love. Exciting and new. All right, welcome in, everybody. It's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. And Lubbo, what a great song. Just keep it going. Keep it going. What are you doing? Lift it up. Yeah, come on. All right, so love is in the air on Valentine's Day is tomorrow. So we're going to talk to my producer, Neil, who is also a celebrated author and has a new book out called The Rom-Com Ultimate Trivia Book. Test your superfan status and relive the most iconic romantic comedy movie. That's a long title.
It is a long title, yes.
It's a long title. Ashley is our producer tonight. She'll join us as well because she's a big rom-commer, apparently.
The biggest. I am, though. I really am.
You are. After the news at 7:30, comedian George Lopez will join us. He'll be coming to the Genesee Theater tomorrow. Talked about his journey in comedy from The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson, his two hit sitcoms, Late Night Talk Show, and more. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll celebrate President's Day, which is Monday, with two presidential historians, Douglas Brinkley and Doris Kearns Goodwin. And then because tomorrow's Valentine's Day, it's also the legendary comedian's Jack Benny's birthday. He was born in 1894, so this would have been his 132nd anniversary of his birth. He's been around a long time, so we'll talk about that as well. But first, you can put your rom-com expertise to the test with nearly 500 trivia questions accompanied by entertaining illustrations. Yeah, the illustrations were cool. Capturing your favorite romantic comedy moments. A new book, The Rom-Com Ultimate Trivia Book, is written by Neil Fisher, my producer and producer here on WGN Radio. And he actually has the night off, but I dragged him in here anyway. He, along with Ashley, are in studio. Neil, thanks for let me book you on your night off. This is fantastic.
So this is what it's like to be on the other side of the glass.
That is correct.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Wave to Ashley over there. She's over there. I know you can't see her, folks.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. So what inspired you to put together this book? Because you've done a bunch of them. Like, what are some of your other books that you did?
So I did a comedic love letter to Patrick Swayze. I'm a big fan of him. I did a book on TV sitcom history. Did some children's books about Cristiano Ronaldo, Steph Curry, Mr. Beast. But rom-coms, I've always loved them. My wife and I had a rom-com-themed wedding. So we did it in a movie theater.
Talk about that. Yeah, talk about this.
Yeah, so we had a wedding at the Tivoli Theater in Downers Grove, and we had posters up in the theater that represented just famous or more important things of our lives. So we had our first kiss poster there, you know, the first time we said I love you, the getting engaged weekend, which was You've Got Mail, which is one of our favorites. And my wife walked out to the song Kiss Me from She's All That. It was just a great night, really movie-themed night. I'm a big movie buff, so it seemed great, and I proposed her with a rom-com scavenger hunt in New York, so it kind of all fit together, yeah.
This is amazing. Ashley, you need to find someone like Neil.
I know.
Listen to this guy.
I'll clone myself
through AI, of course, yes. So hundreds of questions to test your rom-com knowledge, multiple choice, true, false, illustrations of the most memorable moments in this book, which is a lot of fun, a rating system, and scoring sheet to determine how much of a fan. Explain that one.
Yeah, so we just did this thing called a rom-cometer. It's just a way for people maybe who don't watch rom-coms, maybe it's a significant other that loves them, and just kind of it's a nice little metric looking through the book on a Friday night like tonight and saying, I don't know what I want to watch. Is it more love? Is it more comedy? More rom? More com? And I hope that this way, you know, people who aren't really into rom-coms can find a good one and find something new to add to their rotation.
Ashley is into rom-coms and serial dating.
I'm not that bad.
No.
I could be worse.
You were on a streak. You were on a streak there for a while, for sure. Okay, so let me ask Ashley, just as a rom-commer, like what would you name your top few movies that you really, you know, want to grab a tissue and watch?
So I was talking to Neil actually before we were on the air because he asked me the same question. I have to say, just go with it. The Adam Sandler movie is one of my top tier favorites.
Which
and
one?
Just go with it.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't even know that movie.
Come on, it's a classic. Okay. Jennifer Aniston's in it.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. And then I also love the Tom Hanks ones, which is You've Got Mail, and then also Sleepless in Seattle.
Okay.
But I like Sleepless in Seattle for many reasons, but there's the radio tie, and I feel like it's me.
It's you.
You're Meg Ryan.
I'm calling into the radio station trying to find the love of my life who's on the other side of the of the United States.
312-981-7200. Call if you want to take Ashley out. What are some of your favorites?
You've Got Mail is definitely one of them. I mean, yeah. When Harry Met Sally is such a classic. When I did the book, I found out just the coolest bit of trivia about that, or a couple different things. So the first one was the original ending, they did not get together. Rob Reiner did not have a happy ending, and he actually met his future wife on set and said, oh, love is real, they should end up together.
That's right. I did hear this story just after his passing. It's amazing how many movies are, there is one way to go, and that's the only way they went with the ending. They tested with audiences, and they change it.
Yeah.
I think National Lampoon's Vacation was one where there was no amusement park at the end or anything like that. I don't even remember what it was. It was an odd ending, and the audience was like, That's where they pulled in John Candy. It was months later, I think, that they filmed it, so the kids were much bigger. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, it's fun how that happens. And, that, you know, he wrote it with Nora Ephron, one of the greatest writers of all time, and they just kind of had conversations like Harry and Sally do. And I think that's just one of the reasons it's one of the best movies of all time. It's just, you know, just such an indelible film. And Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan, what great chemistry do they have? And they're not like, you know, stars that we have in modern times now, like Glenn Powell or Sidney Sweeney. You don't necessarily have to be the hottest celebrities to be in a rom-com. They're just normal people. Obviously, sure. Meg Ryan's gorgeous. Billy Crystal is hilarious. But yeah, just a classic. I love it.
And Rob Reiner's mom, I'll have what she's having.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Rob Reiner's mom.
I've had, and I just side note, like I talked to Carl Reiner for years, 2-3 times a year. Mm-hmm. Lovely man, loved his wife, and obviously Rob loved his mom, but it was a classic movie for sure. My Best Friend's Wedding. Talk about that a little bit.
A lot of people love that one. I think it's slightly overrated just because Julia Roberts' character isn't the best person. I mean, she screws over a marriage basically to kind of, you know, get with her friend that she used to date. What's fun about that one though is that the ending, they tested the movie with audiences, and Julia Roberts' character actually met John Corbett from Sex and the City at the end. And the audiences booed in the screenings because they did not want her to be happy because she almost ruined a marriage.
Wow.
So they reshot it. And so the ending you see now is Rupert Everett kind of comes. He calls her on the phone and says, hey, we're going to dance at the wedding and we're going to be friendly and all that kind of stuff. But what's fun about it is if you watch the wedding scene at the end, her hair looks slightly different because she had a different haircut for another movie and they put a wig on her. So it's clearly a wig.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Say Anything, also a favorite when I was growing up. Talk a little bit about that. You got some trivia here.
Yeah. So two things about that. So the famous shot of John Cusack holding up the stereo. He's actually standing in front of a 7-Eleven, which is kind of fun if you think about it, just the way they filmed it.
Okay.
And then the song wasn't going to be In Your Eyes originally. It was going to be Billy Idol. And they sent the movie to Peter Gabriel, said, hey, we'd love to use this song for this scene that we're doing here. Peter Gabriel said no. And Cameron Crowe said, I'm not really sure why you said no. You know, it's a fun movie. It's a love story. And Peter Gabriel said, I really don't want to put my song in a movie where John Belushi overdoses. And what happened was he accidentally put in the movie Wired on the VHS tape on accident.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I thought that was
Say Anything.
Wow.
And so he rewatched Say Anything, said, I love this movie, use my song. And I just think that's hilarious. Yeah.
The Wedding Singer with Carrie. What's the Carrie Fisher connection here?
So a lot of people don't know that Carrie Fisher is one of the most famous script doctors in Hollywood, meaning she comes in at a later stage, rewrites things, and punches up jokes. And she worked with Adam Sandler watching old rom-coms and kind of...
She's very funny.
Very funny.
Have you ever seen her do stand-up or do award shows or whatever? She's... crazy.
I mean, just look at her mom, right? So talented. She came in, they watched some rom-com, and she redid a bunch of the script to make it a little bit more romantic.
Would not have known that. Pretty in Pink.
Yeah, Pretty in Pink. Originally, Ducky, John Cryer's character, was going to be played by Robert Downey Jr.
Oh.
And then the original ending, Molly Ringwald ends up with Ducky. And audiences booed at that test screening, so they switched the ending at the last minute. If you watch the movie when Andrew McCarthy meets her, they kiss and they dance to orchestral maneuvers in the dark. He's actually wearing a wig as well because he had shaved his head for a different movie.
So it does happen all the time with these test audiences that can change the fate of a movie or how it's written.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard for somebody who's writing this who had a vision for the movie, and then the studios are like, nope, you got to change it.
Well, and that's exactly it, because Howard Deutsch directed the movie, Zoe Deutsch's father, Leah Thompson's husband, and he was so kind of distraught that they had to reshoot this whole ending.
Wow.
John Hughes wrote him the movie Some Kind of Wonderful to make up for it, which is basically Pretty in Pink, but gender swapped.
Yeah, I guess so. Clueless.
Clueless, great movie. This is just like one of my favorite facts.
What's the reaction in the window?
Classic.
All right.
Great movie.
One of my favorite facts I've ever learned about Clueless was there's a scene where Alicia Silverstone's at a party where they're by a pool, and there's two people making out in the corner of the pool. When they film that, director Amy Heckerling said, hey, I need two extras. It's 2 a.m. I just need two extras to make out. Two extras who had never met each other before were like, oh, I guess we'll do it. So they made out in the corner. 20 years later, Amy Heckerling's walking down Hollywood Boulevard. She gets a tap on a shoulder. It's the two extras. They're engaged.
Oh, so 20 years later.
20 years later. Real life meet cute.
Yeah. Wow. It took a long time to propose.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
For sure. What about you, Ash? Like, give me some other movies here that you just love.
Oh, my gosh. Put me on the spot. There's so many. I like.
No, we talked about this about 4 hours ago.
I know. But there's just there truly is so many. I love all of the Adam Sandler ones. There's a bunch.
What's the one with Drew Barrymore where she had the memory thing?
51st Dates.
I love that movie.
It is really. It's really kind of a heart puller there, that one, the ending, yeah.
Blended.
And I also think that movie, it's one of those movies where it comes on cable. I'm just shooting through channels. I'll watch it at any point of the movie, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I do like all the Nicholas Sparks ones. I really do.
Oh, so you like the sappy ones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
To Remember, Last
What's
Song.
That? Who? What?
Oh, my gosh. Where have you been? Are you living under a rock?
A Walk to Remember has a death in it. It's a little heavy, but for rom-com, yeah.
The Last Song also.
Okay,
That's also got a death in it.
She likes movies with death, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they really just hit your heartstrings. The Notebook, that's also an incredible movie.
Another kind of depressing one, but it's classic. Yeah,
I know
The
Notebook,
I guess I
miss
some of the calm part of it sometimes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, some of them are really cheesy, and I think that's just really fun. I did like the new Glenn Powell, Sydney Sweeney one.
Anyone But You, yeah.
That one was really good. I thought that was really cute. The Proposal is a classic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Proposal was the first movie. That's when Colleen and I said, I love you, was watching The Proposal. That was one of the posters at our wedding.
Yeah. Great movie.
I'm learning a lot here. And I also said I was just going to turn off my mic because I know you guys would carry it. While You Were Sleeping, what do you got on that one?
Yeah, so filmed partly in LaGrange, Illinois. So if you're in the suburbs, you can actually go see the house that they filmed at. And one of the scenes, including the house, was a paper boy, riding his bike, and he fell over on the ice. That boy actually fell over and broke his wrist, for real. So every time you watch that movie now, you can say, oh, no, he broke his wrist.
Made in Manhattan.
Yeah, Made in Manhattan. This is kind of a fun fact. A lot of people don't know that John Hughes actually wrote that movie, but he was so upset with what it turned into that he put a pseudonym on it, Edward Dantes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so let's open up the phone lines. 312-981-7200. We've got a couple t-shirts to give away. We will play trivia with at least two of you on the phone, 312-981-7200, or if you're too shy, we'll just play in studio with all of us here. But, we'll open up the phone lines, do a couple WGN Radio t-shirts, 312-981-7200, and we'll do that next. You can turn on your mic. She's laughing at me and as I'm rolling my eyes.
You don't love love?
Are we going to wait till the song just gets to the line? Like, why did we start it now?
You're in charge.
The Bodyguard, Whitney Houston. All right, let's cut that down. All right, we have someone calling in, so we can do trivia with them.
Okay,
312-981-7200. We only have a couple minutes here. We're talking to Neil Fisher, my producer. His new book is the Rom-Com Ultimate Trivia Book, and we are going to do some trivia here in a second. Let's see here. Yeah, The Bodyguard, that was a big one, right?
A big romance movie. It's, most successful soundtrack of all time. It's actually funny. It was written by Lawrence Kasdan, who did Empire Strikes Back and Raiders of the Lost Ark, of all people.
Which is, and they're talking about remaking it. Why do we have to remake it? Just make a new movie.
Here's my, I agree, and here's my not even hot take, but I feel like we should be remaking movies that weren't good and making them better rather than remaking good movies that don't need to be remade.
I like that. All right, Lisa, you're from Racine. Welcome to the Dave Plyer Show. How are you, Lisa?
Hi, I'm good. It's Alicia.
Alicia. All right. Thank you. Alicia, producer Ashley,
okay,
please.
Okay,
all right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We're going to start the music. We're going to do a little rom-com. Neil's going to do it for you. Yeah, we need a little match game. All right, Neil, you go, and let's see what you can get.
All right, Alicia. In My Big Fat Greek Wedding, Gus is a proud Greek man who believes the root of every word is Greek, that there are Greeks and everyone else who wishes they were Greek, and that what magical item is the cure for everything?
Alicia left the room. Alicia, you know the answer?
It's Windex.
Windex is correct.
Oh, very good. All right. Very, very good. We have a sound effect here for right or wrong. It's right on the screen there.
there you go. Next question. In what film might you find the beloved character affectionately known as Mr. Napkinhead? He's so funny that according to his children, you'll fall off your chair laughing.
Mr. Napkinhead. Got me on that one.
So played by Jude Law, that would be The Holiday.
All right, next one.
Oh, I hate that movie.
Oh, no.
All right, okay.
That movie I was going to watch, and I was like, no, I remember how bad it was.
All right, how about in Sweet Home Alabama, Reese Witherspoon leaves her southern life behind for
favorite.
The Big Apple. She's proposed to by McDreamy himself, Patrick Dempsey, in what iconic New York City institution?
Ooh.
And I'll give you a hint. It's a very famous store.
Oh, no, that's not right.
What is it?
The one with the piano.
It's Tiffany and Company. Tiffany and Company.
Oh,
he closes it down.
I'm thinking about FAO Schwartz. That's what I was thinking about.
All right, let's give Alicia a good one, easy one here, because we only have a couple seconds.
All right, hopefully this one will be easy for you. So we talked about Say Anything. You have famous props like the boombox, but what does Diane give Lloyd Dobler as a breakup gift? He says, I gave her my heart and she gave me this.
Can you tell I like action movies?
All right, it's a pen.
It's a pen. Great job.
All right, Dave. Where's my ding, ding, ding? Come on. Was it a doorbell? What is that?
DVD, too.
Alicia, thanks so much. Hang on the line. Ashley's going to get your information. We'll send you a WGN radio T-shirt. Neil Fisher, the new book is the Rom-Com Ultimate Tribute Book. Thanks, pal.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, we are George Lopez coming up next.